Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the St. Louis Blues, for the first time in 49 years, the Blues will go to the Stanley Cup Final.
And the layoff might affect Tuukka Rask, it may not, but it'll also affect every player on that Bruins roster.
Dale Arnold.
Do the Bruins win that?
Yes, they win the Cup.
Rich Keefe.
So the question is, how much did you wager?
I went all in.
I only wagered $99.
Oh, you son of a...
So I win with a dollar,
boys. Have some respect for yourself, Sean.
Oh, damn!
Dale and Keefe, middays.
How you doing, Mr. Dale?
Hello. Oh, hey, it's this guy.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. My Nesson colleague, Courtney Cox, brought this up on Twitter a few minutes ago. She said this is a big discussion at the office over at Nesson. If you had your choice, you've got two games that you know are coming up here in the Stanley Cup Final. Who's your perfect fan banner captain? Now,
oh, Bear Force One.
No, that doesn't.
You asked me who it was. It's Bear Force One.
You don't have
hesitation.
You don't have four fan banner captains.
Oh, yeah!
Bring him in there. They could all hold the banner together. They'd have a great time. So that's my answer. Without question, Bear Force One.
I just threw up in my mouth a little
bit.
Because I looked out there and saw Shime shaking it.
Shime? Yeah. How can you not do this song?
Dale, I love to break it down back here. Are you kidding me?
This is the challenge. The worst day you have. We all have bad days. Whatever the worst day is in the next month, when you're at your lowest, turn this on, and I dare you not to change your mood.
This has replaced my Hey Ya from Outkast. Used to be that song.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible things would happen. Just put
if
that
you
on.
Just kind of smile.
Just smile. This is it.
Yes. So, yeah, that's my answer.
All right, so let's...
Why, who do you have?
Let's set aside Bear Force One for a moment.
Well,
just for a moment.
Can we?
And let's assume now you're not repeating anybody.
Because right.
You've already done Bobby Orr, which would be the...
That's the sort of the apex.
That's sort of...
Tom Brady, right?
Brady and Ortiz in games one and two.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say those would be...
Unless
you go back and bring Bobby Orr back, and I'm fine with that.
Because you can't...
They've already done Ray Bourque as well.
You can't save anybody for game five because there may not be one.
Can't take the chance.
You know, the way the Bruins are going, they may only have the two games. They may have to celebrate in St. Louis, so you're not going to bring a banner captain to St. Louis. No, I think those are the obvious ones, Brady and Ortiz.
Wouldn't those be... I mean, if you had...
Yeah. Because who else has been on there so far? It's been
Allie Raisman... Bobby Orr, Rob Gronkowski,
Edelman. Jalen Brown was supposed to.
It's a little late.
He's a little tardy to the way
the
band.
Mark Savard, friend of the show.
Mark Savard was on there.
But again, can't repeat. You can't go back.
No. Yeah, I think we...
I'll give you one.
Okay.
Adam Oates. Played for both the Blues and the Bruins.
True. Adam Oates is
a great
player.
No, I don't like the Blues tie-in then.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here
with the Blues guy. I don't need a Blues guy in here.
What about Bill Russell?
Yeah, Bill Russell would be good.
Ooh.
Chim? Thoughts on that?
I think it's great.
Okay.
I think it's perfect.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. I mean, it's kind of built up to a point now where if it's not Ortiz or Brady, or obviously Belichick, I mean, Belichick would be
Wouldn't
insane.
That be even the best of all?
That would be pretty
Could
amazing.
Could you imagine
yeah, pretty amazing.
What the garden would be like if Bill Belichick, the spotlight comes on and Bill Belichick standing out there waving that flag around?
Going down. Then he pounds a beer and spikes it. You're like, oh my goodness gracious, look at this guy. He's unhinged.
I think the best answer, though, is Ben Affleck just dressed as Batman.
No.
Batfleck? You think it should be Batfleck? For one last time, one last ride in the cape and cowl.
He doesn't have time to get in shape to get that suit on.
No, that's true.
Speaking of not being in shape, maybe you have him do it shirtless and we see that back tattoo.
I like the
and
Phoenix.
And everyone will go wild.
I do like the Phoenix.
And I'm passing on that one.
It's pretty good, though. It's a good
Adam
tattoo.
Oates or the Phoenix, Dale. Be real.
Yeah. Come on, the Phoenix.
Well,
Batfleck. You want Batfleck waving that banner. That's the guy. Shy, man. I think he nailed it.
See, Batfleck. I had the perfect answer.
Crowd would be so confused.
How about
what the hell is he doing?
How about
here?
Larry Bird?
You know what? I love Larry Bird, but he has really become like an Indiana Pacer kind of guy. You
wow.
know, well, don't you think? He's worked in the front office
Feels
there for so
way.
Long. He was the coach there at one point. I mean, he'd be good, but I think it's the better ones are or Brady? Because did they not want to save Orr for the cup final? Was that part of it? Like, just in case they didn't
make it?
I mean,
they were going to make it. Well, you can't take a chance.
Yeah, I guess.
How about, here's one just for you.
Okay.
We'll trot one in off the Rich Keefe pile of possibilities.
Yes.
We bring Chris Evans in as Captain America.
Captain America would be a good one. Yep, I'd be in favor of that.
You'd be okay with
if he's got the whole
Captain America thing going.
Yes.
He's got the shield and...
If he was in the whole outfit, yeah.
Might as well bring all the Avengers.
No, just the ones that are from Sudbury.
Is he holding Mjolnir?
Yes. That's a little spoiler, Shibe. He's holding Mjolnir.
Thanks, Shibe. Yeah, thanks for ruining it for everybody.
The spoiler embargo went up like two weeks ago.
I was joking. You could, yeah, if he's in full costume, that would be the best one possible.
Now, Matt Chatham has an interesting proposal.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting Matt Chatham.
No.
Like,
he's got
respect.
No, he's got an interesting proposal.
Yeah.
He said a live bear.
Actual bear?
A bear.
They're all over the place. There was a bear in Burlington. There was a bear somewhere else running all around. You could. Wasn't it like Newton? Actually, it was close, wasn't it? There's bears everywhere.
A banner bear. Perfect alliteration.
You can. That's right, Sean. You can train them, too. Now, I don't necessarily suggest it, but you remember in the movie Semi-Pro, there was a bear that Jackie Moon had to wrestle at halftime. He fought a bear. You could get a bear. Would you not want that?
It's got to be a big bear. You can't have some 3-foot bear.
No, he's got to be like the size of Blades.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be that size.
But
you bring
real.
Him in. Yeah. I don't know how
safe it would be for the folks sitting in the immediate area.
I don't know how well they're treated, those trained bears. I really don't. I have a feeling that there is some abuse going on. It's just the sense that I have. I've never
witnessed any of it. There's a reason we don't see very many circuses anymore.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. What they do to the elephants? Like, don't let me down that road. They treat them very poorly.
Don't lead you down that road.
No, I always root for the animals to kind of attack in that situation. That's not what they're meant to do. They're not pets.
I don't think we want people dying.
No, I don't. Well,
you just said you're rooting for them to attack.
Yeah, you're not? In like a circus situation?
I don't want people to die.
Well, I don't think that they should steal these animals and then convince them to, you know, spin a ball on their finger. Like, that's not what they're for. They should be out in the wild.
So I guess we don't want a live bear as a fan banner, Captain?
No, I don't like that idea at all. What if it was just Blades? Just have that stupid idiot go out there and wave it around. No?
I don't know. I hate to be the one to break the news to him that
there's
a person inside that.
That's why I called him a stupid idiot. Have him do it. Wave the thing around a little
bit. No costume on. Get the guy to reveal himself.
Take the head off. Kids are screaming. The whole thing.
No, just have him come out without the costume on. People go, who's that?
Who's that? Guys, I'm Blades. I'm Blades. This is my 15 minutes. I wanted to wave the banner. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Better than Lucky.
Yeah, Lucky's a trash mascot, too.
Don't want bringing Lucky.
We don't have great mascots in the city.
Wally.
We don't. Awful. Awful mascot. We don't have good mascots.
Pat the Patriots.
Might be the
clubhouse.
Best one. And that poor guy's still in recovery after Jamal Adams took him out at the Pro Bowl. It's not good. How's that lawsuit going, by the way?
It's probably making its way through the courts slowly.
Yeah. No, it's not a good group of mascots here. I mean, you got to be able to call a spade a spade.
Pat Patriot.
Not great.
Not good.
No, not great.
I mean, all those people who are, you know, plying their trade, making their money, we support
them.
Oh,
I have no problem with people being mascots. No. I'm just saying, like, you can only do so much. Like, the characters are all pretty bad.
You know, nobody has quite the gravitas of Gritty. I mean,
Gritty's amazing. I love Gritty. Like, they have Gritty and they have the Philly Fanatic in Philly. Philly knows what they're doing with their mascots. Here, rough stuff. Not ideal. But what are you going to do?
Back to the calls at 617-779-7937. What?
Dice on Twitter said that Eric from work should wave the flag.
But then he would say something inappropriate.
That's true. You'd have to maybe put him in the Blades uniform.
It's perfect. That is a great
Eric
idea,
Eric would be really
Dice.
Good at it. I like it, Dice. Thank you.
Another person on Twitter has suggested, what about Tim Thomas?
Oof,
I don't know if you could get him out of the bunker.
I was going to say, has anybody been in contact with
via
him?
Via satellite.
Like, no,
he's
got to be
CB
there.
Radio. Skype him in.
And Tukaras going, really?
I mean,
now?
Tim Thomas, you know, did win the Conn Smythe the last time they won the cup.
He did.
So that's not a bad one.
I mean, you did bring Mark Savard.
Yeah. I just don't think it's very likely that you would have that. So.
Oh, I found the other drills that got banned, by the way, as we go back to the
call. I'm telling you, tackling and blocking.
Oklahoma drill.
Yeah, sad.
Bull in the ring / king of the circle.
Sad.
Half line, 3-spot, pods. I don't know what that means.
Half line, 3-line.
3-spot, pods.
I don't know what that is either. I mean, I'm sure if I saw it, but I don't know if anybody called it that. Anyway, what's the other one?
It says, and this is Judy Batista, The Bandrills, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Bull in the Ring.
Right.
/ King of the Circle. I assume they're that's same Bull in the name Ring, for King, two.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want to disparage bulls,
I guess. Then it's got Half Line / Three Spot / Pods.
I don't know what that is. So I thought there was four that were banned.
Well, maybe she's just got like different names. And
what the hell can I drill? Do you guys run that? Did Coach Robito run that with you, Rossi?
Is that the one where you go underneath, like, the... That might be, like, a pod that you go under and keep yourself low.
When they would bring out all the ridiculous equipment, I'm like, do we have to hit this stupid sled?
Like, this was worse than hitting. This was like you just had to stay extremely low, but you had to, like, not fall to your knees.
Yeah,
so it was, like, trying to keep offensive and defensive linemen low to the ground.
I could get rid of, like, you remember, like, they call it, like, the popsicle? It was, like, a tackling dummy type of thing, and you had to, like, run and then, like, bring it to the ground. I'm like, is this what it was meant for? Like, to pick it up and, like, lay it down on the ground, then you had to, like, reset it up? I'm like, this is not like tackling a person at all.
No, it didn't help either.
No, those all were terrible.
Even the ones where you pick up, like, the sleds where you pick up and drive.
Dumb.
I just hit a person.
All that's for is so the coach can stand on it and scream at you as the five guys push him down the field. That's just so he can feel like he's doing something. That's real so stupid.
And the coach always put the strongest guys on one end, the weakest guys on the other. So it just tilted
it's
that one way.
Circle.
Yes.
Just doing a circle.
That was a Coach Robito special.
And he's screaming at the weak guy. Come on, you're going in a circle. Then you're falling down crying. It's a sad state of affairs.
So Christian Fourier has tweeted out. He said, Bull in the Ring was the dumbest drill ever invented. Should have been gone years ago.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think Bull in the Ring really helps you.
He said, Half Line, an Oklahoma drill, though? Half Line actually allowed you to get multiple reps with different looks on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Oklahoma was just a lot of fun.
Oklahoma was super fun. We would start camp that way because you would always sort of build, and this is my, this is Keefe's tales of my glory days, but you know, there sort of becomes like a rivalry because you're only practicing against yourself. You have offense and defense, and it's almost like you have two teams for a little while. And the Oklahoma drill was one of those ones that everybody would kind of gather around. Everybody would have a chance for big highlights. You could make guys look bad or whatever. And I would assume at each level that is a fun drill. And again, if you're doing it every day, you're doing it wrong. You don't need to do it every single day. But to get everybody back on board, that's a great drill. And it actually really applies to football. Like, that drill helps you. So that one's really strange that they would vote that out.
Well, they've decided to get rid of fun in the NFL.
Yeah.
Paul's in Abington. Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Before I get to what I called about, a couple of people that you might think of as far as the flag or banner waving, Tim Thomas was one of them I was thinking of. How about the popularity of Jerry Remy, it seems? He's on everything now and a lot of popularity.
Very
there.
Popular
but I was
guy.
Also
sure.
thinking about... I was also thinking about either Claude Julien, once again, not to show up Cassidy, just like Thomas might show up.
I don't think that's not a good plan. And as the coach of the Montreal Canadiens, he might have a hard time selling that.
Giving up for the Montreal Canadiens head coach. Yeah, that's tough.
Why wouldn't Cam Neely be a choice?
He would be, but he wouldn't do it because he's president of the team.
And you don't want to look like a cheerleader.
That would be awesome to see, though.
Yeah, not a bad one.
Yeah, I don't think he'd do that.
Yeah.
So real quick, Keith, you mentioned about an hour ago, you were talking about, you know, St. Louis being a bad, you know, they're not a good team and everything else, but you got to think to yourself, and I know you know in reality, they are the best team in the West now. They're the team that's left. So all this talk about who the best teams are, it doesn't matter until it's all said and done. So the two best teams in the NHL right now in this moment are playing in the Stanley Cup, regardless of what Tampa did and San Jose and everybody else. But it's the two best teams right now, and it's a 50-50 series. Nobody has the edge, especially this year.
So I disagree with that just because I think the Western Conference wasn't very good, Paul. Like, you know, for years, the NFC...
You don't know that, though.
What do you mean I don't know that? No, the West is for sure down.
We watched
without question, it's down. If you were ranking all the best teams based on what they did in the regular season, six or seven of the teams in the East,
right,
and there'd be three in the West, there's top 10 teams. So the West is down. So when the San Francisco 49ers played the San Diego Chargers in the Super Bowl, were those the two best teams? Or when the Bills played the Cowboys, were those the two best teams? Sometimes the toughest matchup is going to be in a conference finals just based on the way that the year goes. But I do think that St. Louis is a much bigger challenge than Carolina. But I'm not sure they're even better than Toronto, who the Bruins played in the very first round.
Now, I understand the general argument. They're better. They're there. Toronto's not. I understand that.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'm not trying to take anything away from St. Louis. I think when the playoffs started, I could make an argument, and did, that the Bruins would be in the Stanley Cup final.
Right.
I did not make an argument, nor would I have tried to make an argument, that the St. Louis Blues would be there.
So, I mean, in that same logic, would the caller say that Carolina was the second best team in the Eastern Conference?
No, I don't think so.
But that's what I think he kind of would.
Right,
like,
right.
I don't think that they were either, but I'm saying I think that might be how he would look at it. And I guess you always have the, well, they won that round, so they're better than that team. It's like, yeah, okay, but matchup-wise, the Bruins would rather have faced Columbus than Tampa. I think they would rather have faced Carolina than the Islanders. They would have rather have faced St. Louis than a healthy San Jose. Now, if San Jose made it to the Cup Final with all their guys
hurt,
that would
have been great right now.
Then it would have been even easier. But, yeah, I don't think St. Louis is this great team. Now, I know their goalie wasn't there all season long, or didn't play all season long, and he's been really good. And so maybe that kind of tips the scales a little bit for them, and maybe they would have had a few more points in the regular season than they did. But overall, it's not a team that scares me. It's not a team that has Kane and Taves or even the Sedins from 2011. They don't have that kind of elite-level players in my mind.
And we've got time between now and Monday to get into this more in depth. But you brought up this point actually like two series ago. You know, who are the best players left in the Stanley Cup playoffs? And now you'd say the Bruins might have three of the top five.
Six, seven, something like that. Because the way Logan Couture was playing, he was really the best player from the Western Conference playoff run.
He was the leading scorer in the NHL in the playoffs.
He was really good. And, you know, with Burns and with Carlson, and I know he was hurt, but, you know, Pavelski, if those guys were all healthy, if you were doing like a quick expansion draft between the two teams, it would be really kind of back and forth, I think, between the Sharks and the Bruins. But Bruins and Blues, I mean, I know what Jaden Schwartz has a whole bunch of goals, but overall, I'm taking everybody on the Bruins top line. I'm taking McAvoy. I'm taking Carlo. Tuukka Rask has been the best player in the entire postseason. I'm taking most of the Bruins before I'm grabbing some of those St. Louis Blues.
And Jordan Binnington is a great story.
Yeah, he is.
It's incredible. Yeah. Ironically, a year or so ago, he refused an assignment to the East Coast Hockey League, and the general manager of the Blues worked out an arrangement with Don Sweeney to assign Jordan Binnington to Providence of the American Hockey League.
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
So,
no idea.
You know, not this season, but the season before, he was playing for the Providence Bruins as, you know, a player under contract, obviously, to the St. Louis Blues.
And this is another scenario where, I mean, clearly a better goalie situation than what Carolina had. You know, it was amazing that those guys, you know, Mrazek had most of the games, and then McElhinney, when he had to go in there, it was amazing the run that they had based on their track record. And maybe Bennington's on a similar kind of run. You know, he does not have the resume of Sergei Bobrovsky. He does not have the resume of Tuukka Rask. And so if he continues this hot run, now it's going to be a bit of a time off for them, not as nearly as drastic as the Bruins, but this is a guy who's been pretty locked in, and now you give
him scrimmage in St. Louis Saturday night.
Are they selling $20? Free popcorn?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
The Bruins announced today, by the way, they've released more tickets for tomorrow.
More tickets? Were they holding some of them back?
Evidently, they had held some for maybe season ticket holders.
Oh, okay.
But they have released more tickets, so people who were looking to get in.
There you go, Rossi. That's good news. You can pounce on those tickets.
Go for it, Rossi. You were going to be there anyway.
Yeah, you can't wait.
Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hold on
1 second.
All right, we'll wait. We'll just sit here.
I'll speak. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
thank
you.
So I guess the theory of whatever happens in the regular season, once the playoffs start, it doesn't matter. Everybody is 0-0, and it all depends on how you play in the playoffs. And it just so happens that the Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues are the two best teams in the playoffs. So I don't give a crap what Tampa Bay did, or Calgary, or Washington. They sucked in the playoffs where it counts. So as far as I'm concerned, the two best teams in the Stanley Cup Finals are the Blues and the Bruins.
I think they're the Maple Leafs and the Bruins. How do you know the Maple Leafs wouldn't have been the best team?
Why?
They were up 3-2 over the Bruins. They played them pretty damn tough. How do you know that they wouldn't have won the West?
And they lost.
Yeah, to the Bruins, who are the best team. So you really think the Blues are the second best team in hockey?
In the regular season,
Mark,
no.
Do you
but
think
in the playoffs,
no, yes.
Apparently they are.
So Carolina was the second best team in the Eastern Conference.
once again, in the regular season,
okay.
No.
Okay.
But you throw the regular season out the window.
I understand. I heard that.
Start. Am I right or wrong, Dale?
So, Mark.
I think you're overstating it, Mark.
Yeah,
you don't just ignore the entire regular season and say, okay.
I'm not ignoring it.
I do not believe it. Yeah, you are. Because I do not believe the St. Louis Blues are the second best team in the NHL.
Neither do I.
Well, you just said
that they were. That was your whole point of calling in.
No. They're the second best team in the playoffs. Obviously.
No, not obviously. Not obviously at all. Not obviously at all.
No, because it's not obvious.
Tell
point
me
is,
why,
they,
it's not
tell
obvious.
Me why Tampa Bay sucked so bad in the playoffs. Tell me why Washington sucked so bad in the playoffs. Tell me. Any reason?
Didn't have anything to do with the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
You saw
Toronto.
Example.
So Toronto, Columbus, and Carolina. Who gave the Bruins the toughest challenge? Toronto, I'll answer it for you, Mark. Toronto, I'll answer for you, Mark. Toronto did, and they lost in the first round. So based on your logic, they lost in the first round, so they sucked, so they were done, and they were worse than Columbus, they were worse than Carolina.
My logic is, I say everybody starts at 0-0.
Oh, my God, I heard.
That's my logic.
And that's fine.
Great.
But I do not believe the St. Louis Blues are in the Stanley Cup Final. They've earned it. They deserve it. They should be there. I don't believe they're the second-best team in the NHL this year.
No, they're
That's
not.
All.
They're not. They're on. They're
in
on
fact,
a
they
nice
were dead
right
last
now.
On January 2nd, and to their credit,
right.
They didn't quit. They fought hard. They got into this thing. They climbed into a mm-hmm. playoff spot, and then they made the most of it after they got
And then
there.
They even got the benefit of a couple of the other upsets as well. Now, they had to beat San Jose, but would they have played Nashville in the second round, right, and they got Dallas instead? So Nashville would have been a
I'm not
going to
talk about that because I screwed it up once already, the whole who would they play in the second round.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's who they would have played, I believe. Because
right.
they
took on the winner of Dallas and Nashville, and
right.
Dallas upset Nashville in the first round.
Yeah, and Nashville, I think, would have been a tougher matchup for them. So they sort of got, just like the Bruins, have gotten some advantages based on the teams that they played. Same thing happened in St. Louis.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We're going to play Jeopardy amongst us here. You can play along at home. Feel
yes.
free.
Yes.
You'll probably be better at it than we are.
Most likely.
That's coming up at noon 30. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. But first, we've got a trend.
Yo, listen up.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Story about a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just blue, like him inside and outside. Blue his house with the blue little window.
Might drive you nuts.
St. Louis Blues.
Could drive you crazy before Monday.
This just reminds me of high school. I remember I had a buddy of mine who loved techno music, and he would play this, like, not ironically, not like as a joke, like just really enjoyed the song. I think he had their whole CD. I can't imagine there were other tracks other than this one, because it's the only thing I heard. No, they had one other song that I think people may have heard, but this was a great song circa 2001, maybe?
I believe that other song is Move Your Body.
That's right. Ooh, we could pair that up maybe with Shake That Thing, Move Your Body. We're really getting somewhere. I don't know why the St. Louis Blues would embrace this song. Maybe is it too obvious?
Maybe they did it 20 years ago.
Maybe they did.
They were at this drunken party watching the Eagles play. This guy kept playing Gloria. They said,
and
hey,
they went with Gloria.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. This, though, they must play this in the arena, though. Hopefully just to get the crowd fired up in St. Louis.
Maybe.
It makes too much sense.
Back to the call, 617-779-7937. Ian is in Providence. Hi, Ian.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Talk about St. Louis.
Sure.
Yeah, get in there.
Well, the first thing is, like, I think they have the best forward in the series.
And that would be who?
Tarasenko?
Not even close.
No, I think so.
And what do you base that on?
He's just the best player.
But what do you base it on?
What's your criteria, Ian?
Just scoring, just the skater, just... You know, he's not my favorite player. I'm a diehard Bruins fan.
Yeah, he's got 13 points in 19 playoff games so far this year. He's a minus 5 in the playoffs. I can give you
he had a 68
I can give you
point
four
regular
forwards
season.
Who are better than him
on the Bruins.
I don't think so. Who's the best defenseman in the series?
McAvoy.
No, Petrangelo.
All right, that one's a lot closer. I'd say that one's a lot closer than Tarasenko versus Marchand or Tarasenko versus Bergeron, or I mean, hell, even Krejci the way he's gone.
Right.
But if you're starting a team at this point in their careers, I think you'd probably take Tarasenko.
So Tarasenko had 68 points in the regular season, and Marchand had 100.
You know, how many points did he have last year?
Tarasenko had 66, so he's actually worse the year before.
Good question.
Yeah.
I appreciate your attempt here, but it's not even close.
He had a couple really good years. I mean, listen, he is a 30-goal scorer, rolls out of bed 30-goal scorer, yeah. Tarasenko is. Good player, but I don't think he's the best forward in the series.
No.
I don't.
I can give you four Bruins forwards in the playoffs who I think are better than him.
Yeah.
The entire first line.
Yes.
And probably Krejci.
Probably Krejci. Yeah, and then you'd probably go to him. Now, his point on Petrangelo versus McAvoy, that one I think is
at least it's close.
More even. Yeah.
If you go with, and these are subjective numbers, I understand that, but if you go with the website Daily Faceoff rates all of the players, and they've got Alex Petrangelo at an 80.8 rating, and they've got Charlie McAvoy at a 78.2.
Yeah, so close.
Real
but
close.
Yeah, but if you want to give him the edge there, fine. I wouldn't fight you on that one. The other guys are, I don't know. Marchand, I think for a while, has been the best player left in the playoffs. When you looked at all the top teams with all the top-end talent that got bounced in the first round, I think you were looking at guys like Logan Couture and Nathan MacKinnon were still left after the first round. But Marchand was right. He might have been the guy. Marchand and Bergeron, you know, depending on if you liked a little bit more of a scoring, a little bit more of a defensive forward. Those were probably two of the best guys left for a while, and certainly in this series.
Yeah, the Bruins have four forwards, as I said, who have more playoff points than Tarasenko.
Yeah, and they played two more games. St. Louis did.
Yeah, St. Louis played 19. Yeah. Bruins played 17. I appreciate the effort, but...
Yeah, good player.
Good player.
He's had a nice career. You would want him, sure, but that's kind of where it stops.
Steve's on the cell phone. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys, I actually walked right into my question is, if they're all that much better than St. Louis, is it a bigger upset than the Patriots losing that undefeated season?
No. No, that was a bigger upset. No,
because the Patriots were the greatest regular season team of all time.
I understand that, but everybody's got, since all the top guys are out, all the top teams, like, everybody's just pretty much given the Bees the cup already.
Yeah, but I think the Bruins... Like in the regular season, were not the best team. That was Tampa, and then the Bruins are probably at the top end of that next group. But the fact is, they were in a group, whereas the Patriots just were the most dominant force.
They were
18 that we've ever
0.
Seen.
No,
It definitely was a dominant team. You know what I mean? I totally understand that. But right, thanks, guys.
Look,
thanks,
this would be an upset. I mean, the Bruins are favored,
but it's not
and
crazy.
No, it's not a crazy number.
Whereas if Patriots Giants. Going back to that Super Bowl, like the money line on that, I don't know. I mean, that was an outrageous upset. If you just took Giants to win outright, you would have won a whole lot more than if you took the Blues to win outright.
Paul's in Stoneham. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Dale. I just want to talk about the series.
Sure.
Bruins fan here. Couple things. You know, I think Tarasenko got hot at the end of the San Jose series. I mean, if you want to start on January 3rd, what's their record compared to everybody else from January 3rd forward?
Since they were in dead last place on January 2nd, I would say their record was pretty good. Bruins was too, by the way.
Right. But, you know, I don't hear anyone talking about O'Reilly, who I think is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
We just found out last night
who they were playing.
Yeah, we haven't broke down the Blues yet because we didn't break down the Sharks either.
No, I'm just saying, this is a 50-50 matchup as far as I'm concerned. I think they match
according to both Vegas and the statistical people who've broken it down. It's not a 50-50. It's not a pick 'em.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've seen a lot of St. Louis games, and, you know, they have good goalies. St. Louis has a great fourth line. I mean, if you're a hockey guy and you watch St. Louis, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're a hockey guy. I think you're,
yeah.
I think you're, I mean, the Bruins are great.
Right.
But I think they're going to have their hands full with St. Louis. I mean, I'm just talking about watching TV, watching the games. They're getting better and better. They got better and better as every playoff game with one by one. Like, Tarasenko is hot right now. Very hot. I mean, he could cool down. I mean, Tuukka, on the other hand, I mean, you listen to Tuukka Rask. He saw the shots. It's not like he did anything that was magical in that Carolina series.
He was ridiculous. What are you talking about?
He had a 20-save period.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you listen to the interview, after game four, he's like, yeah, I mean, I saw all the shots. Watch the tape.
Okay.
He said, look, my guys cleared out the front. I was seeing these shots well. It was easy to save. They didn't really test me, Carolina. He said it.
Yeah, but, okay, what about the Columbus series where he was great in that series, too?
Yeah, he was very good in that series. I agree.
Well, he's been the best player in the playoffs.
Somebody said, like, the Islanders, they wouldn't have, like, the Islanders stunk. I mean, the Bruins beat them 6-7-0 a month ago.
Okay, what's your point? They didn't play them.
Terrible.
It's fine.
No, I'm just saying, though, I think somebody said that earlier. But, all I'm saying is St. Louis, regardless of what Vegas says,
yeah.
Okay. They are a very, very, very good hockey team.
Paul, who wins the series?
It's a game seven.
It's not what I asked.
Whatever. Yeah, please. For the love of God, that was one for a while.
And that's fine. It is our nature here in New England to go into things, try to think of things as negatively as we can.
These are the same people that said Carolina was going to be a tough matchup. And they're like, I can't believe you're disparaging Carolina. Look at the run that they won. Look at the teams that they beat. They just swept the Islanders. Carolina, watch out for Carolina. They
beat the Tampa Bay Lightning.
At least Columbus, I think, was a little bit more challenging. Columbus had top to bottom. They had a great defense pair. They had a great goalie. They had a handful of forwards that you had to sort of prepare for. Carolina definitely worse than St. Louis, but I think St. Louis worse than Toronto and Columbus.
Here's what Tuukka Rask said after the Carolina series.
You know, what was the problems that they gave you in the series?
Not a whole lot. I thought we defended so well that, there wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah, it's true. But doesn't mean
the team defended really well.
Yeah, they did. And so did he. He was great. Now, Carolina
didn't have to be as great in that series. Obviously, it's a four-game sweep. He didn't have to be as great in that series as he had to be in, like, Columbus series or later on in the Toronto series.
I also just think the skill level, like the top-end skill level, has gone down almost every round. I mean, if you look at Mitch Marner, John Tavares, Austin Matthews, those three are elite-level scorers. Then you go to, you're like, all right, Panarin, Duchesne, fine. Carolina, nothing. I mean, Aho, I guess. And now St. Louis, Tarasenko, he's fine. Schwartz has a bunch of goals. O'Reilly? It's not that daunting of a team.
If you believe that the St. Louis top line, which is Schwartz, Shen, and Tarasenko, if you believe they negate the Bruins' top line, I don't, but I'm playing along, okay?
Bam.
I think the Bruins' top line is better, but let's play the game.
It definitely is.
The Bruins' second line is decidedly better than Sammy Blaze, Ryan O'Reilly, and David Perron. The Bruins' third line has an even greater advantage, in my opinion, over Patrick Maroon, Tyler Bozak, and Robert Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, what are we
talking
about
here? The Bruins are
deeper. Yeah. I understand you're a little nervous. It's four games away, and maybe that you'd build up any opponent. And obviously, they've won three rounds. It's the only way they could be here. But this is not a world beater of an opponent.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We will be playing Jeopardy against each other, making fools of ourselves at 12:30 today.
We got quite a rivalry going. Rossi's going to play the role of Alex Trebek today. Our defending champ, Chris Scheim, is here. Dale and I embarrassed ourselves last time, so we need to.
It was horrible.
To be honest, all three of you embarrassed yourselves.
Rossi, you weren't here, so please.
How do you know?
Please.
What, you don't think I can't listen?
No. It's not available.
You were off doing vacation stuff. I sure was doing vacation stuff.
On a tropical island. You weren't listening to us.
Not during that exact moment. You don't want to know what I was doing during the exact moment.
No.
But
actually, I do. Actually, I'm all ears.
I don't.
Let's hear it. No, you
know
I do. Please, tell me. Come on, tell me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Move your body, everybody. Move your body. Come on now, everybody. Move your body.
Are we going to play every really bad song we can think of between now and Monday?
This is just the other song from Eiffel 65, the band that brought you I'm Blue. Yeah, this one's not really nearly as catchy, but this is their other, quote, hit that they had, so you're not going to use this. Whereas Bear Force One brings you multiple hits, and they really all are all hits. This one, they got to stick with just I'm Blue. That's probably what the, I'm guessing what St. Louis will do this series. That and the other song that they have, Gloria.
This is really bad.
Yeah, I don't like this one either.
Bear Force One is better.
No.
No.
You like this one?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I think it is in comparison to Shake That Thing. Like,
you put it on your run mix then. No, Shake That Thing.
You have to run first.
Shake That Thing. Well, I understand.
My brisk walk.
I'm about to run. When I run, this is what I would listen to mix.
If I run, yeah. This is what I'd run to.
Right. It's good to have that.
We're getting all the blue songs out of the way because it's come Monday where nobody can wear blue.
Okay.
No blue songs. No okay. Being blue.
I saw where
that's a good point. No blues music.
Hurricanes None. Down by the Garden changed their name for the Carolina series.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. Their name temporarily for the week became Beat the Hurricanes.
Oh, I like that. That's smart.
So is there a bar or restaurant in Boston that involves the word blues that will
the
have
House of Blues. The House of Blues needs to change it to the House of Bruins.
Well done. Yeah, you're not
I
wrong.
I think you got it, Rossi.
Yeah, House of Bruins.
We demand it.
Yeah,
that's I'm going to call them right now.
There's a House of Blues in St. Louis, I assume. There's
yes.
one everywhere.
Probably. Oh, yeah. St. Louis is not the greatest place in the world, I'll be honest.
Again, what was your trip there?
I took a trip there. I was covering a Bellator event. I went down to St. Louis, and it was just, there was a casino there. I saw the big arch thing. Everybody raved about the food. That was fine. I don't know.
The big arch thing?
Yeah, did you see that thing down there?
Big arch, yeah. Can't miss it.
That's huge. I'm like, what do you do with it? Like, I don't know.
Well, you take
what is
you,
it?
You can go up in it,
and then what?
Well, I don't know
exactly. Like, what? Why have that?
Stare
what do you do?
Wistfully.
Oh,
out.
That's pretty sweet. You're like, is it? Like, I don't know. It's in a lot of photos. But what do you do with it? They're like, oh, that's the welcome to the Midwest.
Yeah, hey, you can't take it. Pictures at the top or anything because I've never seen any.
I don't
of that.
Know.
Yes, you can.
I didn't go to the top. I just went to the base. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. It looks pretty high up there. That's cool.
I'm good.
What do you guys do with this? Anything?
Do you have to climb up, or is it a...
There's an elevator.
It's like an elevator or an escalator, which is always
out.
I think
there's an elevator thing that takes you up to the top.
It was underwhelming. Because I was like, oh, cool, I've never been to St. Louis. Like, let's see how this is. Nah, nothing.
Not even your wrestling history roots didn't take you back to the Chase, the famous Chase Hotel?
No.
Where they used to have the big wrestling shows in St. Louis back in the day?
Didn't go there.
Missed it?
I was pretty much just in the casino. And then I was floored because, you know, usually when you're at a casino, you get drinks for free? Right? Like, that's sort of the
You're
whole point. That's sort of like
it,
the whole
you?
Point. So I'm sitting there. I think I was just playing like video poker or something. Nice lady comes by. I'm like, I'll also have a rum and coke. She comes back and she's like, $8.50. I go, I'm sorry, what? I go, I'll hold the phone. I'm like, I thought this was free. She's like, not in the state of Missouri. I was like, okay, forget it. See you later.
They've got to have signs. They've got to warn you about this.
I'm like, well, now I'm really in the hole tonight. Between that and all my losings, I'm like, forget this.
Now I can't afford to pay this nice lady who's dealing me the
You know
the
what
chips.
They did have set up, though? They had, like, soda machines. Not like like fountain soda. Like, all lined up on the outside. So you could get that for free.
So Mark James would be in heaven.
Oh, he would. Unlimited soda buffet there.
Get himself into a soda coma.
Yeah, but that was... I would not recommend going to St. Louis. There's no reason to go.
So you're telling Bruins fans don't even bother going?
Well, no, there would be a reason to go. But I'm just saying, like, you're not going to really go sightsee. Like, you see the arch, and that's about it. But you're going to go to a hockey game, and if you go to game four, that might be the last one that they play, so that's worth going to. But it's not like you're getting to go to, you know, face Vegas or Nashville. Those would have been much better matchups just for, you know, seeing the cities.
Keith's up in New Hampshire. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. I just got a question, really. From the coverage that ESPN showed about the West Coast Finals, which, let's face it, they show more of a cornhole championship than they do of any of the
That's true.
Coverage at yeah. all. But that being said, what I saw from the Blues forwards, their passing during that last series was amazing. If Tuca's off at all, I mean, now are they that good? Can they pass that well? I mean, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about there, but all the highlights that I've seen, their passing was just right on the money. And if Tuca's off at all, we could be down this thing 2-0. Sure. Before you even know it.
Look, they're good. They're here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as good as the Bruins are.
But they are better than Carolina, and I think to Keith's point, there were
yeah,
a few
won't
times...
sweep them.
I don't know. I haven't ruled that out yet. But there were a few times where, as locked in as Tuca was, if Carolina just doesn't either fan on a one-timer
right.
or if they don't hit the post or if they throw the puck right into Tuca's pads, there were a couple of times I could see vividly the replay of Tuca slides to one side, quick pass to the other, and it's a wide open net, and Carolina couldn't capitalize. I think if Keith is saying that, you know what, St. Louis has a little bit more talent and they're therefore more likely to finish those plays, I would agree with that.
617-779-7937. Ben is in Quincy. Hey, Ben.
How's it going?
Good.
What's going on?
I just kind of have a question. I want to hear you guys' predictions on what you think the series is going to be. I think it's going to be max 5 games. I just think they're way too talented. Blues won't even be able to run with us. Blues will win 1 at home, but after that, not be able to take anything else.
Yeah, you know what, Ben? I mean, we'll probably do our final predictions, Dale, because we gotta let this thing marinate for another couple of days. So final predictions probably on Friday, but because we're not going to be in on Monday, right? So we'll be back Tuesday to recap game one. But on Friday, we'll probably have our official predictions. But I kind of agree with what he said. Like, I don't see this being a really long series. I like the Bruins a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Bruins. I liked them before the playoffs started. I'm not going to change at this point.
No, especially based on the matchups.
I think they're the best team in the NHL.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the same way I said that the disparity in the previous series was special teams and goaltending, that's also the disparity in this one.
Yeah, but the goaltending advantage is not as significant.
Oh, it's pretty close.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not taking anything away from Jordan Binnington, who has played really well.
He's allowed 2 goals the last 3 games.
I understand, and San Jose was playing with half a roster.
Oh.
He's 12-7 in the playoffs, 2.37 goals against average,
mm-hmm.
9.14 save percentage. Tuukka Rask is 12-5, a 1.84 goals against average, a 9.42 save percentage. That's a pretty decided advantage.
Yeah. I mean, he's been the best player in the postseason. I don't think it started that way. I think he was average, a little above average, the first maybe 4-5 games of the Toronto series. But then since then, and I think really that Game 7 performance has sort of launched him into, all right, this guy is right now unbeatable.
617-779-7937. We'll play Jeopardy at the bottom of the hour.
Woo!
Making further fools of ourselves, but don't worry, we have no shame. It's Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.